The significance of Arunachala is manifold. And initially, the word Arunachala represents the 999th name which comes of the Divine Mother in Lalita Sahasranama. The 999th name of Arunachala is Shiva Shakti Ekarupini Namaha. Om Shiva Shakti Ekarupini Namaha. The one who is identical with Shiva, Self being the Shakti. Shakti means the power, the energy. And Shiva is the potential energy. And the kinetic energy comes out of that potential. Potential energy never moves. It is immovable. But in its presence, the kinetic energy moves. And it is the kinetic energy which creates the world, which looks after the world, which dissolves the world when the end comes. And this is all a play. This play is being made by the power of the Lord. It has been a normal practice in our Hinduism that for purposes of worship, that is for the purposes of upasana, we worship the power separately from the one who has the power. That is, say, burning is the power of the fire. And there cannot be a fire without burning, there cannot be a burning without a fire. But at the same time, you take away the power of burning and then you can worship it. So similarly here, what happens is, we are taken away, it is only the power of the Lord. There is nothing, there are no two, there is only one. The Lord alone is there. We call Him the Self, we call Him the Paramatman, we call Him the Brahman when you call the totality into account. And there is no individuality, all the individuals are all the various small drops in the entire ocean of Satchidananda. So the totality alone is true. And the entire body is a kalpana, as he was telling. Kalpana means a sheer imagination which had no reality in itself, which had no substantiality, which is never true or real. So now, Aruna represents that power of movement here and there, that aggressiveness, that is the color, the red is the color of the Rajoguna. So the mother has in a Rajoguna, she is the one who moves here and there and creates, destroys. All these things are done by the Divine Mother known as Shakti. That is there. And so Aruna means red. So we simply say the red hills. It is not so. Achala also means the hill because it is immovable. On the contrary, according to our highest philosophy, the Atman which is in us, it doesn't move anywhere. Then, how do you say, I am moving from Tiruvannamalai to the Himalayas, I am going to various places, I am going to the dining hall, the entire thing takes place in a dream. So, ultimately, it is immovable and it is just lying supine in its bed. It doesn't do anything at all. It is 100% inactive. But it is not the inactive of the laziness. It is not the inactivity of the tamoguna. There are two types of inactivity. There are two types of passivity. Now, you take a bow and an arrow and place it on the earth, on the ground. They are lying. Now, both of them are lying passive. But it is an idle passive. On the contrary, I take the bow and the arrow, draw it fully and keep it for 1 hour without any movement whatsoever. Now also it is passive, but it is full of energy. The moment you leave it, it can create havoc. It can go and destroy things. And it is an active passivity. This is what we get after a meditation. This is where we are. Outwardly, it is 100% passive, but inwardly, it has got all the capacity to create a world, to destroy not one world, thousands of galaxies and thousands of universes by a mere glance. It can. It's only an imagination. But how much time will it take? You think, oh, it's a long time, 100 years I've lived, 100 years my father has lived, 100 years my grandfather has lived. Nothing. The thousand lakhs and lakhs of our births are taking place in no moment. Because there was no time, there is no space before the world was created. Like, the entire thing is the same Maya which created that. When once you created a world full of objects, then in order to measure the movements of those objects, you required your time axis and you required also your space axis. Actually speaking, there's absolutely no time, no space. They were everywhere and nothing was born, nothing was dissolved. The entire thing was there. And that was Lord Shiva. And that is Lord Shiva. And that is the Achala. That is called the Kutastha. See, the Atman has got a name in our highest philosophy by Vidyaranya in his book Jivanuti Viveka and all that. It is called Kutastha. What is my Kutastha? Kutastha has got two meanings. Kutastha means the peak of the mountain which doesn't move at all, it remains at all times unshaken, without movement. And that is Lord Shiva. And that is Lord Shiva. And that is the Self. And that is Atman. There is the totality, the global totality. So that is the thing. So Arunachal represents a beautiful combination of both. And secondly, the world cannot move unless both male hormones and female hormones join together. That is why the Ardhanarishvara, the Shiva himself, has got half of his body as the mother, and this is Arunachala is the very place where this was done, which was given. And you ask any doctor, he will tell you, every man has got their gonadotropin or what are called the female hormone, and every female has got the male hormone. Only thing is, in one case, the one is prominent, the other case, the other one is prominent, but both are necessary. The one requires the softness of woman. The one requires the absolute disregard of whatever that happens. Arre, doesn't matter. Let us be, let us go after our goal. Whatever happens is nothing for us. And at the same time, we require that aggressiveness, that you have to get to the goal, whatever be the cost. So that is the male portion of it. All these are denoted by the Arunachala. Arunachala represents the goal, Arunachala represents the sadhaka too, in both ways. And Shiva represents the Sattvaguna. Sattvaguna is that idol Sattvaguna. As I said, it is full of power, it is charged with power. And that sort of is Sattvaguna. That is Shiva. So that is called the Arunachala. And apart from that, as Lord Shiva, according to the mythology, as Lord Shiva gave half of his body to the mother, some of the mother one day came from behind and shut his eyes, shut the eyes of Lord Shiva. Then all the rishis came running. She did it barely for a second and left it. Oh mother, what have you done? The Lord Shiva himself contains the entire world. Before the painter paints it, it is already in him. So the painting is the world which has created. It is already inside him. So the entire world was destroyed in the darkness. It was not for 1 second. The time element was different there. This 1 second in this earth, it was 40 lakhs of years down below. So for 40 lakhs of years, the people there, all the beings, they were in the darkness. It's all ignorance. That's all. They were in the darkness because of the mother. Mother is Maya. So by the Maya's power, it just to put it for 2 seconds, and all in darkness, were all in that Maya for so many years. See, everything has got a significance of its own. This is not a simple story, like. And they said, mother, you have killed so many. You are responsible for the death of ever so many. After all, In a dream you may kill 100 people, what does it matter? So there's a different issue. That's Vedanta. Now we are talking of mythology. So immediately Shiva told, Mother, you have done a great aparadha. Talak, 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 divorce, divorce, divorce. Mother said, what sort of things? What about Hinduism? Doesn't have to look here. I am the father of Hinduism, I am the father of Islam, I am the father of Christianity, I can do anything. So the mother was in a quandary. She said, Lord, then tell me a way how to come back to you. See, due to the Maya, we are all out. And we require a method by which to come back. The method is only to think of him constantly and to always meditate on him and to talk of his glories. This is the only way. He says, Mother, you will have to do tapasya. What is tapasya? Concentratedly to think of other than the worldly objects, to think of the self. That is called the tapasya. There is tapasya. Tapasya has been defined in 2-3 ways at various stages. And the very first stage, he did tapasya for so many years. What does tapasya mean? Sharira shoshanam tapayityuchate. Where you are torturing your body, I am not going to eat for 4 days. I will stand on one foot and I will be thinking of the Lord. So this sort of trying to, sharira shoshanam, to try to, you know, give as much trouble as possible to the body, because it's the body which troubles us. You start troubling it, so that it, a lot of time it will be only on the defensive. It cannot be any offensive. This is one method. That is why it is done. See, you cannot have all the emotions that you are having, the krodha and all that, in an empty stomach. 2 days you put there and you say, come on, you get angry? You can't. So that is the reason why these are all done. There is the way to quell all our enemies like kama, krodha, lobha, moha, greed, and delusions, and the desire from a ball pen to the beastly passion and lust, like up to that, the entire gamut of it. And as a byproduct of the kama, sometimes or other, the man gets angry when somebody puts a spoke on your way. So there's anger. So all these things, they can all be eliminated only by tapasya. And then when you go a little higher, then it says, to think there is only one. Ultimately, there is only one totality. There is no individual at all. So, Brahma Atma Aikya Bhavaha Tapayati Chate. Where you think that the totality and the individuality is one and the same, and you concentrate on this, I am not different from him. So, you remind, then whom do you think of and who are you to think of? It is the self thinking of the self. So where is the question of thinking of yourself? So you remain as the self. You remain as the self, submerged as the self. That's all. Don't think I am Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi. Aham Brahmasmi is not to be pronounced out of the four Mahavakyas at any time till you experience it. It is an Anubhava Vakya. It is a matter of experience. You get it. Nobody ever pronounced it. And when once you get the experience, when the drop has been inundated by the ocean, there is no more a drop to come and say that I was enlightened, I joined the totality, nobody is there, it was always part of the totality. That is there. So these are all some ideas about Arunachala, because you take me by surprise by suddenly asking me. I can't think of much more. And then what happened was, I left the story in the middle. The mother was told, you do the tapasya. She went to Kanchipuram and then she made a Shivalinga out of this. A linga is only it denotes creativity. The Lord who creates. And being out of mud, it can be dissolved in no minute. So the linga means a symbol. It's a symbol of what? Linga always means a symbol. Say, for instance, a male. So, male is a linga. Female is a linga. Napumsaka is a linga. They're all the various symbols. That's all. So, similarly, the linga is a symbol of the totality, the infinite creativity which is in it. That is there. And She was doing, concentrating on it and doing, morning to evening. She was doing it at Kanchipuram. And by the Lord's will, there was a big floods in Kanchipuram. And her mud-made linga was being carried away by the floods. The mothers just hugged it. If it goes, I go. I die along with it. I will not leave it. Then the Lord was happy with her persistent love for the Lord. And he comes and tells, Mother, you have done half the tapasya now. And another half is to be done only at Thiruvannamalai. You have to go there. And there the Gautama Rishi is there. He will direct you as to what should be done. Then when the mother comes here, then Gautama directs her that she should do puja to the Ashtalingas, which represent the eight directions, in charge of each one, like Yama, Niruti, Varuna, Agni. So each one had once done puja of Lord Shiva by installing a linga. So she does all those places. Then Lord is finally pleased and comes and asks, what do you want? The mother said, look here, if I say I want to come back and again you will do talak, so I don't want such a thing. So give me such a place where you can't say talak, nothing can happen, I will be part of you. And the Lord said, that means I have to give you half of myself. So he gave half. So he was called Ardhanarishwara. So that happened to take place here, at this place. And there is the beauty of it. The other beauty of it is, what is Ardhanarishwara, what it represents? The mother represents the female part represents the heart, and the male part represents the head alone. So it's a dry jnana without the mother. And it is the mother who puts it with the water of love, which comes from the heart. So naturally the Ardhanarishwara means it is jnana with bhakti. See, Bhagavan came here out of bhakti. He came and hugged Arunachaleshwara, it is told, the entire at night all the gates were open to him. And he was always thinking of Arunachala long before he came. And that is what is called bhakti. Bhakti means devotion to our goal. So what is the goal? The goal is to find out who I am. Why should you know? Without that, you do not even know what are your resources. So it will be just like using an elephant to carry the bag contained in the books of your son who is in the fifth standard. It is an underutilization. So you should know what are you, what are your resources first, and then you go do all your social work to 1,000, and you need not go. During 1944 or 1943, when the World War was going on, some foreigners came to my Gurudev there in the Guham. They said, is it not escapism? You should go there and then put some plaster to the wounded soldiers. And what are you doing here, sitting at the corner? He said, in 1 second, I can do much more social service than about lakh of you, 1 lakh numbers of you can do in 1 lakh years. That's all. My very sankalpa is enough, because I am one with the totality. It is my dream. I can direct it any manner. That's all. That's how it happened. So this is the place where the mother finally, even the mother had to get her final totality, the final joining with that totality. That is, she was always there. It is only externally for our sake. She was never apart from that. Yeah, you cannot take away the Shakti from that. She was always there. So the entire thing is only just a mythological representation of the truth. That is that. So this is what I could think about Arunachala. Is it the same? I said, Tom, there in Trivandrum, some meters.
No, Swami,
no. Delhi. Delhi.
Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala. அருணாச்சல சிவ அருணாச்சல சிவ அருணாச்சல சிவ அருணாச்சல 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 அருணாச்சல சிவ அருணாச்சல சிவ அருணாச்சல சிவ அருணாச்சல